Hello and welcome to another episode of the Halloween Podcast. I am your host, Lyle Perez, and today I have something very special because a lot of people have been emailing me and messaging me to do this topic. So it is here, and I'm doing it in, I think, the 8th today of October, which is, it's going to be released the same day. So you guys are going to get a treat later on, but you don't know it yet because you're not listening. But to do this topic with me, I have two guys from two different podcasts. I got Chris and Phil. So what's the topic going to be? We're going to talk about The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror. We're going to discuss our top three, and our top three shorts, I should say, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So Chris, why don't you tell us a little bit about your show?
Yes, Lyle, thank you for having me. I'm Chris Scarfo from The Scarfo Show. Essentially, my show is kind of a journey of evolution for myself and my listeners. I kind of have a couple topics that I'm passionate about. Music, movies, the arts, fitness, and parenting pretty much sums up most of my shows. And I kind of have pros from all these different fields, pros and average Joes actually, on my show. And we discuss different knowledge bases, and I ask questions, and I try to learn as much as I can. And that's pretty much the basis of my show. You could find it on all social media platforms at The Scarfo Show. That's S-C-A-R-F-O. And yeah, I've got 8 episodes out so far. Going great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, awesome. So, Phil, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Phil Better, the host with the most from The Phil Better Show. I host a movie podcast. It's generally just me and my good buddy Al. We talk about our favorite movies, different topics. I have a lot of guests from different podcasts on, and there's no set formula. We talk just movies in general, top lists and stuff like that. And Lyle, I just have to say your intro scared me because I was not expecting it.
It scares everybody.
You warned us before we got on. But I was just like sitting here, and then all of a sudden I hear everything in my ears, and I was like freaked out for a second. But I think it's good for this episode because it's going to get you in the mood.
Yes, that's why I tell every single guest, I tell them the same exact thing. You're going to hear the tail end of the intro. Don't worry, it's going to be loud. And then when it stops, I'll continue and yada yada. And if you really want to get a laugh, you should go back and listen to the Wendigos, the episode I did on Wendigos with my friend Hunter. He busted up laughing because it scared me. After I finished telling him, hey, don't be scared, you're gonna hear this loud noise, just go. And then I hit record and it started right at the highest point, and it scared me. And then he just busts up laughing in the very beginning. It's funny.
That's definitely an episode I'm gonna check out then.
Check it out. So today we are gonna talk about Treehouse of Horror. Before we get into our top threes, what are you guys, some of your guys' memories about this Simpsons, I guess, yearly tradition?
Go for it, Phil.
Well, I when I was younger, my dad didn't let us watch The Simpsons. He found it like, it's not proper to watch this. You're not allowed. My mom would let us watch it, obviously, behind his back. That's what moms do. So, like, whenever the Halloween it comes on, it was like, I always really, really enjoyed it. And the first time was I think it was the 7th or 8th one was the first one I saw, and then I just like, and then the reruns, and I saw the other ones, and I just really enjoy it. And it makes Halloween, like, this, the Halloween season start whenever I see a Treehouse of Horror episode.
Oh wow, nice. So Chris, what about you?
I have to agree with Phil saying that this really starts my Halloween season is with, or most of the times, because sometimes they air like later in November, like after Halloween or just around Halloween. But as of late, they've seemed to be starting earlier and earlier. But my memories of the Treehouse of Horror starts I think somewhere in like grade 3 or 4, I got a box set on VHS of The Simpsons, kind of dating myself here.
VHS.
And one of the episodes I watched continually was the episode of the Treehouse of Horrors in that box set. So like I think there was like season 1 through 10 or something. And yeah, definitely enjoyed that because it was the first, like I'd seen Simpsons before, but never necessarily caught the Halloween episodes. And then since then, it's pretty much a staple. Every Halloween, my wife and I, we sit down and watch the Halloween episodes specifically. Like we'll catch the other ones also, but like we make a point of it.
Yeah, nowadays it seems like they're getting too goofy with their Treehouse of Horror ones, but for the first 10 seasons, they were awesome. All of my picks came from the first 10 seasons because those seem to be the best Simpson seasons overall. Everyone seems to love the first 10. After that, everyone says, like, yeah, don't even bother anymore. But that show is still on. It's still continuing to this day, which I think they're up to, what, season 31? Somewhere around
something
there,
something like that, yeah.
And it's still going. I mean, some of the voice actors unfortunately have passed away since the very beginning. I know Phil Hartman; he died in the late 90s.
Yep.
The lady who did Miss Krabappel, she passed away a couple years ago. So one by one, they're starting to go. But I haven't seen any of the newer seasons, so I'm not. I can't really say if it's good or not. But from what people tell me, they tell me, yeah, don't bother.
Two of my picks come from earlier, or I mean later seasons, so more recent, but not too recent.
Wow. Yeah, I look forward to those. So I guess let's start getting into that, because that's what people want to hear. They want to hear us discuss these shorts and probably share some good memories and some laughs. So we're going to pick who's going to go first, and we decided off air that we're going to go with whoever's the oldest gets to go first, and then the youngest gets to go last. So... Chris, how old are you? It's a mystery.
Well, luckily, today, day before my birthday, I'm going to be celebrating my 33rd tomorrow, but I'm 32 today, so I don't know if that'll give me an advantage.
32 today. All right, ding, ding, next person.
I am going to be celebrating my 33rd in November, so I'm also 32.
Nice. 32 and 32. So I guess it's going to be a battle between both of you, because I am the oldest at 33. So...
That's amazing.
It's a battle between you two. So
I'm officially the baby on a podcast. That's amazing. I feel great.
Yeah, baby at 32.
Quick sidebar. Before recording, Lyle was like, okay, so we're going to decide by age, but let's not discuss how old we are. So it's like a shock when we discuss it on air. And I'm, to be honest, I'm quite shocked right now.
I called it. I called that we were close to all the same age.
Oh, I'm sure of it, because with a topic like The Simpsons and how you guys wanted to come on for it, I mean, obviously, yeah, you have to be our age to really love The Simpsons as much as we do.
Yeah.
Right. So, Phil, why don't you start with number 3?
Well, no, because I'm the youngest. I thought we were going from oldest to youngest.
The oldest gets to go first.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. So, Lyle.
Lyle gets to go first.
I get to go first?
The most.
Before I do, we got to figure out who's the youngest between both of you. So, what are the dates?
Oh, it's Phil. I'm tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
He's turning 33 tomorrow. I'm turning 33 in November.
That's right. All right. So, we have our order. I will go first. My third pick, which is not my top pick, which is the third, obviously. I picked from, I believe... Hold on, I had it here. It is from Treehouse of Horror, number 4. Roman numerals. Number 4, and it is The Devil and Homer Simpson. That is the one I picked. We all know this one. Classic one where Homer, it opens up pretty much with Homer asleep, and he's dreaming about donuts in a fashion show. And
donuts.
He wakes up, obviously, and he's like, oh, time to make my dream into reality. He opens up the box, and there's no more donuts. So he's like, oh, I'm going to sell my soul for a donut. And then the devil pops up, ends up being Flanders. And he's like, okay, well, here's your donut. Sign here. And he signs his soul away for the donut. And then the catch is that as soon as he finishes that donut, the devil gets to have his soul. But Homer thinks he's smart. And he's like, yeah, well, I don't finish it. You're never going to get my soul. And then one night, there's like a bunch, there's a bunch of notes on like in the refrigerator saying don't eat it, forbidden donut. He's like, forbidden donut. He eats it, the devil takes him, and he gets sent to hell for the day. There's supposed to be a trial the next day, and a lot of funniness ensues. And at the very end, it ends up being Marge owns his soul from the very beginning since he got married, so he can't give it away to the devil. And then there we go. That's the end. That is the whole episode in a nutshell. Oh, wait. At the very end, the kicker, he gets turned... the devil turns his head into a donut. And at the last scene, he's like picking at it, eating it. And Marge is like, stop eating your head. He's like, but I'm so tasty. And then that's, yeah. That's it in a nutshell. I loved this one as a kid. Mostly because I loved that contraption that they put him in jail where he's all like, yeah, the, I guess they there was a sign that said the ironic torture room or something like that. He has to eat all of these donuts and time passes. We get a time lapse and then like all of the donuts in the background, they're all gone and he's like way fatter than when he was starting and he wants more donuts. I loved that imagery. It was so funny.
Eating him donuts.
What's funny is when you started talking about that episode, I remembered it clearly and like everything that went through, and the first thing that popped in my head was the contraption that he was being force fed donuts in. And I was just remembering all that, and I'm like, I'm trying not to laugh out loud while you're talking, because that is like such a funny moment in that episode, is Homer just being force fed and he's just eating it over and over, and he looks like a giant like balloon from like Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Girl who ate, he turns into a blue faced blueberry or whatever. He looked like her, and it was just, it's so funny, that episode.
Yeah, like the demon is completely surprised that he's continuing to eat the donuts and he wants more. He's in like the last row and he's like, more. I'm like, wow, that's, imagine eating donuts like that.
The devil does not know Homer Simpson.
Does not. Well, what another funny thing that I liked about that episode was the people that they got for the trial at the end. There was Lizzie Borden, Benedict Arnold, Richard Nixon was in there too, John Wilkes Booth, Blackbeard the Pirate. And I really like how Marge is setting up chairs for everybody, and she gets a Blackbeard, and he's all like, she's like, sorry, this is like the only thing we have left. It's a high chair. He gets on it, and he's like, it's high, says I. It's so funny. But that is a good classic episode. It is from the Treehouse of Horror number 4. I've already said that. That one originally aired on October 28th, 1993. I guess we have nothing else to say about that one. Let's move on to the next.
So my number 3 was from Treehouse of Horror 21. Air date was November 7th, 2010. And so that was the fourth episode of season 22, I believe. And yeah, so it was the episode, or the short was called Tween Light. Essentially, it's a ode to Twilight. The Twilight series was super popular back then. And Lisa falls for Edmund Dracula, a new student who ends up being a vampire. And ironically, it was voiced by Daniel Radcliffe, who is obviously Harry Potter, for those who do not know. So throughout the episode, you see Milhouse super jealous. And he ends up, at a certain point, you see he ends up being like a werepoodle, a weredog or a werepoodle, I think. So at a certain point, they go over for supper at Edmund's house. And all the parents are there, and like both Lisa and Edmund are super embarrassed about both of their fathers, Homer being Homer and Dracula being Dracula. You could kind of tell where the embarrassment could come from, you know. So they basically run off, and Marge, being the perfect mom, says, you guys got to go find them. So they end up going to find them, and craziness ensues. At a certain point, Edmund and his father kind of go hungry, I guess, and so they end up eating Homer because he sacrifices himself to save Lisa, and then both of them end up dying because he's got too much high cholesterol in his blood. Really, really funny. And then at the end, you see him, he turns into a bat because now he's Dracula, and he tries to fly away, but he's too heavy, so he just falls. So that episode there was really funny, and for like new-ish. You know, it's like 2010, not super, super new, but like probably one of the funnier ones. I like the that they're doing a ton of like hat nods or hat tips to other movies. You know, it's a little bit like opportunist, but that's how this goes, right?
Yeah, they do try to do that type of stuff, kind of keep it current with what's going on, see what they can make fun of on The Simpsons, of course, and they'll go from there.
Yeah, so that was my my third pick, just because it was I like especially the that Homer's blood cholesterol kills them at the end. I really found that fun.
Sorry to interrupt.
Go for it.
That's like the second time they've done a Dracula story, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, because the first one that I remember was on Trails of Horror 4 as well, similar to The Devil and Homer Simpson, but it's Bart Simpson's Dracula.
Yes.
And they were doing the retake of Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Right. Yeah.
It was kind of, that one I think was kind of a mixture of like The Lost Boys and Dracula, with the way that Bart was pretty much turning all of his friends, and they're all outside Lisa's bedroom, all floating.
Kind of saying, oh God, that's a great show.
That
movie.
Was good. You said that one was Treehouse 21?
21, yeah.
21. That one, I believe, is the last one that actually aired in November. It didn't even air in October. It was November 7th.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, that was the last one. All the other ones seemed to be in October. I don't know why they did that. It's like they started right during Halloween at the very beginning, the first, I don't know, 10 or so seasons. And then in the next 10, they were like coming out in November. And then this next 10 that's happening, they're all coming out in October again. So I don't know why they did that.
October.
He's very weird. But all right, next one. Let's go.
All right, so mine is from the original Trios of Horror. It's October 25th, 1990. It's The Raven, and it's Lisa obviously reading The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe, and Bart is the Raven. Homer plays the lead character. Lisa and Maggie are the Seraphim. Marge appears briefly in a painting, and you have the great late James Earl Jones narrating. I chose this one because it's Edgar Allan Poe is one of my favorite poetic writers, and his books, The Telltale Heart and The Raven, are just such classics. I really loved it, and I just loved how they incorporated it and did the Simpsonization of the story. And it was, I think, the second Simpsons episode I ever saw.
Oh, wow.
Was this one.
Yeah, that I do have a lot of history with that one. That is one of the only ones that I had recorded on a VHS tape. I recorded it right off the TV, and I would play that one constantly, over and over and over again. And it actually built up my love for Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, nice.
So that's always a lot of fun when they can take, you know, literature that the average kid would probably have zero interest in, and then they turned it into something. Yeah, here you go. Look, it's cool stuff. You should check it out. Then after that, I could pretty much recite The Raven probably the first, I don't know, 5 minutes out of memory. But the rest of it, it all gets tangled. I haven't done that in such a long time. But if I started, I could probably continue, but I'm not going to torture you guys with that. All right, so I guess...
Yeah, for me, for that episode specifically, or that short, rather, not that whole episode, but it's Bart as the Raven is like probably one of the funniest looking costumes and like like character. I love the they change his mouth a little bit, and it was really, really funny.
Yeah, I really like how they try to incorporate everything into a story like that. They had everyone, basically all the main family, and obviously Marge was going to be Lenore, and that picture on the wall, that painting, it like goes all the way up to where her hair is. It stops, there's another painting next to it, and it's like the tail end of her hair. And then I never understood the battle at the end, because there was really no fight in the actual story. It was more or less the Raven's there, and then the guy just repents at the very end, and he's still there apparently, and you get to like a little battle scene of him trying to catch the Raven, but he can't do it, and then the Raven drops all of these books on his head.
Yeah,
I think what they were doing there was trying to bring it into the Simpsons world, where Homer's always trying to choking Bart, so they wanted to bring that aspect into it. But that's what I got from it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun though. I loved looking at that one. I still love watching that one.
It's such a classic.
Oh yeah. All right, so that was our number three pick, so now let's go on to number two. For number two, I picked Dial Z for Zombies, which is on the Treehouse of Horror number 3. That one originally aired October 30th, 1994. I was 9, and I'm pretty sure you guys were 8. So that one's the same one as like the Shining episode one, the one where Flanders is the supreme. That's the wrong one. It's the one that has King Homer. Do you guys remember that one, King Homer?
I don't know. No, I'd have to see like a screenshot, but I mean, like you said, we were 8, right?
It's Homer as King Kong, the black and white one.
Oh, yes, of course.
That one is awesome. Okay, well, we're not talking about that one. Fucking Dial Z for Zombies. This is the one where Bart, he does a report, a school report, or book report, I should say, on the book A to Z alphabet book from like kindergarten. He tries to get away with it. Mrs. Krabappel says, no, you got to do another book. So he finds another. He goes to the library and he's looking at a Waldo book. And he's all like, he turns the page and there's Waldo just sitting there waving. He's like, oh, they're not even trying anymore. Dang Waldo books. But then he sees this section in the library that's for like occult books, the occult section. He goes in, he finds a book on spells, brings it home. While he's home, Lisa is basically crying, mourning the death of Snowball One, because it's been a year since the cat passed away. So Bart decides, hey, there's probably a spell in here, I can bring it back, let's go do it. And they go to the cemetery. He's wearing an LP of Michael Jackson on his head as he's doing the spell, and he conjures up all of these zombies. Zombies attack the city. And at one point they take out Flanders, and then they get home and they tell everyone, hey, we conjured up zombies, and everyone's starting to see all the zombies. They get attacked and they try to go to the book, to the library, to try to find the book to give it a reverse spell. And we get the funny line when they're getting into the car. Flanders comes in, tells Homer, hey Homer, I'm feeling a bit peckish, you mind if I chew your ear? And then he shoots him. And Bart goes, Dad, you killed the zombie Flanders. And then Homer goes, he was a zombie? That line kills me to this day. I saw it this morning, and when that happened, it just killed me. So they get to the library. They find the reverse spell. They do it. And all the zombies go back to their graves. And then at the very end, we get Chief Wiggum. He's like, the zombies that have attacked our city are now plaguing our streets, dead everywhere, and you see them all like dying everywhere. And that's it. It's a fun episode that they had to have done a zombie thing in The Simpsons, probably because the remake came out somewhere around the same time of Night of the Living Dead, so that's probably where they got the inspiration for this one. And it's a lot of fun. Everyone used to like zombies. I don't know if it's big now anymore, but at the time, 10 years ago, it was pretty big.
Yeah, zombies, yeah. 10 years ago were big, and now it's superheroes.
Yeah, superheroes are the rage.
Yeah, that was definitely a good one.
Cool.
For my number two, yeah. My number two, as funny as this may be, I also picked from the initial Treehouse of Horror. So in 1990, on October 25th, Bad Dream House. Essentially, this one was a parody of the Amityville Horrors, and I enjoyed this episode so much because the Amityville Horrors is one of my favorite horror movies ever, particularly the one with Ryan Reynolds. I'm Canadian, I'm a Canuck, so I don't have a choice but to pick that one, besides it being an excellent version of it. I don't know if you'll all agree. So the house, essentially, that Homer buys a house, and it seems to be haunted. Marge and Lisa kind of have like some funny feelings about it. They end up going to bed, and then voices start telling Homer you should kill, or actually I think they start with Bart, so you should kill your whole family. And then they go to Marge, Lisa, and then they go to Homer. So they all pick up, one picks up an axe, one picks up a butcher knife, the other one picks up, I think, a cleaver, essentially. And then they're in the living room, and they're like running in circles or walking in circles trying to kill each other. And then you hear Marge is in the kitchen, and she pulls out a knife, so you're like, oh, her too. and then she ends up like she's buttering or putting mayonnaise on a sandwich or something. It's super funny. So she's the only one that's not brainwashed, and then she comes out and she goes, there's something really going wrong here. We've been through everything together, but we've never been through a knife fight. So we need to get out of here. And then Homer's like, no, we saved a ton of money. It was a great buy. So then you see Bart looking down into the basement, and he sees there's a bunch of tombstones. So they realize they're built over an Indian cemetery. And then you see names like Pocahontas and Tonto on the tombstones. And yeah, so Marge gets pretty mad. You see Homer called the real estate agent, and it must be like 2 a.m. So he calls him and he's like, you never told me it was built on an Indian cemetery. And he goes, oh no, not to my recollection. Hangs up the phone and he tells Marge, oh yeah, apparently he mentioned it at least 5 or 6 times. So she gets super mad, naturally, and the house keeps trying to wear them into like a free-for-all, a battle royale, and Marge finally puts her foot down like she always does in these key moments, and she goes, listen, you're now the home of the Simpsons, so you will have no choice but to have us live here and get used to it. And then he kind of with dismay, like, can I have a moment to reflect on that, please? Marge says, sure. So they walk out of the house, and then you see like disco lights going off, and like the house seems to be rummaging something, and then poof, it self-destructs. Like a classic tip to Poltergeist, the original from 1982. So yeah, that was my number two pick. I love that one. It's a shorter one. From my memory, it's one of the shorter shorts, but definitely one of the funnier ones. And a special anecdote: this morning when I was speaking with my wife after preparing my picks, and she goes, or I asked her, I'm like, if you had to pick one of your favorites, which one would it be? She answered, she's like, well, I don't know, they're all so great. And then she goes, but that one when the house self-destructs, that's got to be my favorite. So I kind of like that. Like, what are the chances she picked out of? I think there's like somewhere. There's got to be like 80 or 90 shorts, and she picked that one. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, from the first 10 seasons. It's always got to be the first 10 seasons.
Yeah.
I do remember that one very well because, like The Raven, it was also the one that I had on the VHS tape. So I saw that one numerous times. And the ending is always funny because at the very end, Lisa's all like, oh, the house would much rather self-destruct than live with the Simpsons. And I was like, that is awesome. This was in the first season, and they're really they're trying to make it a point that not many people like the Simpsons, not even houses, and I just really love how they're trying to establish that in the very early seasons.
And she goes, that's mildly insulting.
Yes.
It also has one of the most iconic imagery of like all of them with their weapons about to attack each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever I think of the Simpsons, for some reason, I usually think of Homer choking each other, choking Bart, and that image for me. It's just, those are the two things I associate with the Simpsons.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff comes out of the Simpsons. They did a great job with a lot of these Treehouse of Horrors, especially the first one. The first one, I think, was, if we were had to have ranked them as a group all together, I would have said the first one had to have been at least in the top three.
Oh yeah, I would put the first one because it's so original, and it changed pretty much most of all animated, because no one was doing any like Halloween or themed episodes in animation at that time, and then the Simpsons pull that off in their first season. It changed the game for sure.
Oh, definitely.
All right, so I'm gonna go with my second choice. This is from Treehouse of Horror 7. Aired October 27th, 1996. I was 11, or was going to be 11. It's The Thing and I. It's the episode where you find out that Bart is a twin.
I'm pretty sure we're all going to laugh at the same exact point at this one.
Yes. So I really liked it. Like, so it starts off with Homer going up to the attic because Bart and Lisa were saying there's strange noises. Homer's like, no. And then he's bringing fish heads into the attic, and they go to investigate, and they find out that there is a monster. He escapes. They call Dr. Hibbert, and I love Dr. Hibbert because he's always hilarious with his laugh. And then he explains how Bard has a twin brother. They were conjoined. They separated. But they discovered that Hugo, the twin, was the actual evil one. And so the Marge and Homer kept them in the attic. And he would feed them a bucket of fish heads once a week. And then, like, everybody is searching for Hugo. They find him. And they don't find him. Hugo kidnaps Bart. And he's like, okay, we're going to become conjoined twins again. We're going to have fun. All this, and you see all his experiments, the rat bird and the other things where the I love the rat bird because you or the pigeon bird, sorry, no wait, sorry, pigeon is a bird, the pigeon rat.
That is awesome.
The rat bird, no, the pigeon bird, wait, no, the pigeon is the bird. So yeah, like the pigeon like tries to fly, drops down the rat, tries and enters the rat hole, and it's just like slamming the bird's head, and then they catch him, and they just discover at the end that Bart's the evil twin, and he's like, are you really surprised? And yeah. It's like, well, no, it's true, it makes sense, right? Like, and then Bart's upstairs trying to he's stuck and he's having the fish heads, and he's like, can I have some turkey? And then all you hear is Homer, shut up. And like closes the vent. I just really enjoyed it because it's like it feels like it's still in continuity to the whole series with Bart being the evil one, because Bart's always getting in trouble, Bart's always doing something mischievous, so it stays in line with the actual character. So I always really like that part of the episode, the little short.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. One thing that I remember the most about that one is the scene where they finally find Hugo, and Dr. Hibbert's all like, oh, you haven't even looked at yourself in the mirror, have you? And he holds up a frame with nothing in it, and then you look at the frame and it's Dr. Hibbert looking at him, and he just punches him right through the frame.
Oh, yes.
That kills me all the time. I love that. I don't know what it is about that. It's so goofy that it's so funny.
Yeah. It's like a classic trope that some shows actually use, like live action shows use it, and I think it's been used multiple times in animation and anime shows, that they use that little trope of look at the mirror, punch right in the face. So yeah, no, that is a that's a good one. Completely forgot about that. Oh my god, I can't believe I did.
Man, I thought that was going to be the star point of that one, because that is the best part of that short.
For me, it's the as I said, the rat bird, the pigeon bird, the pigeon rat. That
whatever it
was,
whatever it is,
that for me was always the part that stuck out. It's just the bird dropping, the rat trying to get into the hole, or the mouse trying to get into the hole, whatever it is. Yeah. That always sticks out for me. And then the giant needle, and Bart's just like, ah, the way he usually screams. So
yeah, that's a really good one. I really enjoyed. Oh man, I really enjoy a lot of these that we're talking about.
Yeah, they're classic. Like these, if The Simpsons just released the Treehouse of Horrors as a box set from the first, like all their seasons, I'm pretty sure they'll probably do more sales in those than actual sales of just the seasonal DVDs.
I can believe that.
I wonder if they do have that out on box set. Probably not. They probably just do full seasons. Probably makes more sense.
I have seen a DVD floating around somewhere that has a couple of Treehouse of Horrors, but not one that has them all. I think Fox is still doing it too, right? So Fox, get on it. Come on.
Well, no, Fox is now owned by Disney, so Disney likes their money a lot, so it's possible.
Yeah, they'll
it's
keep it individual. Okay, I see that. Yeah. Well, you could charge more if you do a full season.
Yeah, they should just keep doing these like on a regular basis. Just not once a year, just continue. Bring back some of the old writers, the animators, everything. Just bring them all back and have them just do a whole year of just Treehouse of Horrors. All
right.
So now we're at number one.
At our number
one.
Oh, man. So for my number one pick, I went to Treehouse of Horrors number 5, which I think I said that on the last one. The last one, I believe, was number 3. So sorry for the mess up earlier. This one originally aired October 30th, 1994. And it is Nightmare Cafeteria. Pretty sure you guys remember this one. It's when the when the teachers start eating all of the children in the Sergeant Green parody.
Mm-hmm.
This one is awesome because it starts off with there's an abundance of kids in detention. Like, detention can't even hold them anymore. You walk by the detention room and there's like kids in a ball or something just pressed up against the glass looking at how they got that many kids in there is beyond me. But they're all crammed in there. So Principal Skinner comes, tells Bart, hey, you got to go to the cafeteria. That's where detention is now. So he gets there and it's like full. Mr. Skinner is trying to figure out what they can do because the cafeteria has gone all the way down to serve something called grade F meat, which which ends up being worse than hot dogs, I'm assuming. And I think on the package it said, what did it say? It said something like zoo animals or something, zoo meat, something like that.
Circus.
Yes, that's it. that's what they have to serve now. And as the lunch lady Dora, she's walking by with a pot of something, Jimbo's kind of trips her and she throws the meat tenderizer or whatever it is on him, and Principal Skinner comes up. He's like, Jimbo, this is by far the worst. Then he like licks his hand. He's like, ooh, that kind of tastes good. So he tells Jimbo to go assist lunch lady Doris in the kitchen, and he goes in and you get a scene. You don't see it, but you hear it, and he's like, it's hard for me to clean this giant pot with when you're spilling meat tenderizer all over me. And I'm assuming they put the lid on it, because then he goes, oh great, now I gotta work in the dark. So next thing you know, they're serving something called sloppy Jimbo's.
Yeah.
And then the little fat German kid, he's like, could I have another sloppy Jimbo, please? These are good. So he's eating them. Principal Skinner comes up and he's like, oh, that's your third helping, young man. It's turning you fat and tender. And he's like, yep, you cut in line, you gotta go to detention. He's all like, for how long? He's like, oh, 7 minutes a pound, you do it. Which is awesome. And then the next day they have German food, Unterbraten, and it turns into the big old thing. They figure out that they're eating kids. Bart and Lisa, they go to tell their mom. The mom's like, hey, you guys gotta fight your own battles now. I can't keep doing everything by myself. And I'm like, come on, mom, that's something that you really need to go, you know, explore.
Of all things.
So they, we go back to the school, and there's only four kids or five kids now there. There's Ralph, Milhouse, Bart, Lisa, and then the little albino kid. And the albino kid drops his
albino kid.
I don't remember what his name is, but he's the albino kid, and he drops his pencil. And then Mrs. Krabappel, she's like huge now. She's like, oh, you dropped your pencil. You gotta go to detention. He goes to detention. He's all scared. And Milhouse is all like, yeah, we got to make a break for it. So Milhouse and the kids, they take off. They eventually get caught and they fall into the meat tenderizer. And then it ends up being a dream. And then in that dream, there's this fog that turns people inside out. It seeps into the room. They all turn inside out and do a musical number. The end.
That's such perfect Matt Groening.
Oh, that. I remember that. I remember them like on the edge trying to escape and they just fall in. Oh,
that's scary.
Such a great episode.
That is a scary moment in that in the whole Treehouse of Horrors. I would say that's one of the most scariest moments.
And Groundskeeper Willie when he comes to try to save him.
Yes, this
it's,
is
it's always Groundskeeper Willie
in Treehouse of Horrors so 5 Simpsons. He was the one that was trying to save everybody in every single short. They had the Shining one that he gets killed in. They had the one where Flanders was the overlord of the universe. He gets killed in that one. And then he gets killed in this one. Like every single one he was in this year, he tries to be the hero and he gets killed with an axe to the back.
Yeah.
That's right. Because I was remembering, like, didn't he get I know in this one he got an axe in the back, but I'm like, it seems like it wasn't the only one he's gotten. And I'm trying to go through my head, but it is this Treehouse of Horror that every single episode he died by an axe in the back.
Yeah, the time travel one, he's like in front of the door and he's like, hey Homer, you're not in your old world. I know what you have to do exactly what I say. And then Maggie hits him with axe in the back and then he dies. And then the Shining one, he's on his way to go save the family and then Homer comes up behind him and kills him. That's it. Groundskeeper Willie.
That's so good. So good. Yeah. Groundskeeper Willie is one of my favorite. I love that every time he rips off his shirt, he's shredded. And you totally don't expect that. Well, the first time, anyways, you don't expect it. And then he takes it off, and he's shredded to the gills. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think...
Hard work will get you shredded.
Didn't they do that in the one where Bart falls in the well? You remember that one? He falls in the well, and he takes off his shirt, and he just starts digging. Good stuff. So, let's continue. Next number one.
My number one is a little bit... unconventional, if you will. It's actually so from House of Horrors 24. Air date was October 6, 2013. This was actually the Guillermo del Toro couch intro, the extended intro. So the reason I picked this from all the shorts that existed was the way the count. Well, first of all, who doesn't love a longer intro scene for The Simpsons? Everyone that goes longer or that gets, I mean, because they're all different, but the ones that go longer for me have always been the funniest and the most creative. But this one here, actually, I wasn't able to count them all because they're so quick, but approximately like 100 references or so are found in the intro. Everything from like The Shining, stuff from Edgar Allan Poe, all of the works of Guillermo del Toro show up. Funny, from the Devil and Homer Simpson Donut Head episode, they do a ton of throwbacks to most of the Treehouse of Horror editions. So all of that combined to me made that the because it turned into its own short, really. So that was my number one pick because it was, like I said, who doesn't love longer intros? And it was so creative in the way that they really snowballed. Every possible reference was made, pretty much. So that to me was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. It's one of the newer ones. So I mean,
yeah, from 2013. It's I mean the rest of the Treehouse of Horror episode was pretty good, but like the intro, it outs all of the whole episode. But
I am now looking it up on YouTube because I want to see this because Del Toro is one of my favorite directors.
Oh, it's phenomenal, dude. It's so good. It's so, so good. And I think like the intro itself is probably like 4 or 5 minutes. So like really as long as some of the shorts they've had in Treehouse of Horror, like some of them were like super short. But yeah, so definitely worth the watch for everybody listening.
Yeah, I'm looking it up too. I'll check it out after this episode is done.
I'm glad that I was able to do that.
To get it in there. All right, so the next number one. Go right ahead.
The final number one. The best for last. Mine is from Treehouse of Horror number 4. So the same one from your third... I think it was your third pick, the Devil and Homer Simpson, Lyle.
Yes.
It's Tara at 5.5 feet.
Yes.
It's the one with the gremlin on the side of the bus, terrorizing Bart, and Bart's trying to convince everyone on the thing that there's a gremlin. Everybody's like, no, Bart, like, calm down, it's not. And the gremlin's trying to undo the wheels by the nuts and this, but then finally Bart climbs out, scares the gremlin with the emergency flare, and the gremlin falls on the ground and picked up by, of course, Ned, who's super kind and caring. He decides to try and adopt the creature, right, and takes him home. He's like, oh, like the creature tries and swats at Ned's face. He's like, oh, look at you, you're so cute. And when the bus finally gets stops back at the school, everybody gets off and they see the damage, but it's already too late. They send Bart to the insane asylum, and Bart's like, finally I can rest. And then there's lightning and all you see is the gremlin there with Ned's head yelling, and Bart just starts screaming in terror. It's probably the second one I saw of the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror, but it's the one that just like, it's always the most iconic. Whenever I think of any gremlins or anything like that, I always think of that specific episode or that short, pretty much. It's for me, it's like, I think their best short.
The
gremlin
one
gets me every time too. I love his little face. He looks so cute and innocent, and then he tries to kill everybody.
He kind of looks like Homer in a way. He's got that round Homer head.
Yeah.
And That one, did you guys see the original Twilight Zone episode, the Nightmare on 2,000 feet, 20,000 feet?
I've seen pieces of it. I wasn't a huge Twilight Zone fan.
What?
But I know, trust me, I get enough grief about it, and I'm probably going to get added by a lot of your fans saying that I'm not a true fan of movies or anything like that because I didn't like the Twilight Zone. But I remember watching episodes of it, but it just never really hooked me, I guess because some of them I was able to call the twist, if you will, beforehand. But I do remember it was in there. It's the Twilight Zone movie, but I don't remember it fully. So
yeah, they have it. They did a version of it in the movie. They did also a regular episode. William Shatner did the one in the episode, and I believe it was John Lithgow who did the one in the movie. So there was two different actors for the same role. But that one, if you guys ever get a chance to check it out, please check it out. It is called Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. And that gremlin on the side of the airplane really scared me as a kid. It still does scare me. I hate the way he looks.
I'm looking at the picture right now. Like, I just pulled it up on Wikipedia. And, like, the Twilight Zone episode picture is Shatner with his eyes closed. And you just see this really weird thing. And looks like in a suit.
Yes.
It looks like he has a suit jacket on in that. And it's the gremlin. And I'm not going to lie, kind of laughing at the makeup they use for it, but I am, and it was directed by Richard Donner.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely watching that episode.
Yeah, Richard Matheson did the story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's now being Googled.
Yeah. We know him from like I Am Legend, and that sort of stuff. Yeah. So it's a good episode. It's a good thrilling episode. I hate the way that stupid gremlin looks because it scares me. And it's William Shatner, really, being William Shatner.
It's Shatner the King.
Yes.
The greatest.
Yeah, that's a good episode. I really enjoyed that one. It did scare me when the gremlin had Flanders' head and Flanders was still talking. So that part was pretty scary in that one. And then, of course, he gets sent to the insane asylum and that's the end. But would he still be going to the insane asylum even though it was real? Wasn't there like a big twist at the end where Principal Skinner is all like, what does he say? He says something about him still going to the asylum because he was screaming a lot.
Yeah.
So that was fun. But yeah, that is our top three shorts of The Simpsons. Do we have any honorable mentions you guys want to discuss?
I did not prepare honorable mentions.
I would say Bart Simpson's Dracula. I really enjoyed that because I'm a big fan of Brian Stoker's Dracula, and this one is a nice little twist on it.
Yeah, that's a nice one. That's a good one. We also have the living doll one where Krusty is trying to kill Homer. We got that one.
Yes.
That one's a classic one. We have the Bart Zone where Bart is another Twilight Zone parody where Bart pretty much he has magical powers, and every time something goes wrong, they're all like, oh, let's all thank Bart. Everyone's scared of him. The monkey paw one, the one that grants some wishes, that was fun.
That yeah. one, yeah. I was actually gonna say that. I was looking for the info on the monkey paw one. I was like trying to find the episode, but yeah, that was one of my favorite.
It was Treehouse of Horror number 2. Is that
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
What are the one? We have the Shining parody that we talked a little bit about. That one was really good. And then it got a little campy towards the end of the 10th season. They had that superhero one, which, you know, wasn't really that funny. But yeah, the Treehouse of Horror had a lot of great episodes, a lot of great shorts, memorable stuff.
Yeah, like I said, there's probably about, like, if we're in season 31, there's probably 90 plus, right? So I mean, yeah, such a shorts. Great pool. I really enjoyed that we all. Not all, but most of us stuck with like season 2, season 4. I kind of had a couple of newer ones just because I kind of saw you guys had given me the choice, your choices a bit earlier, just so we didn't like double up. So I kind of saw the theme of talking about the older ones. So I was looking kind of towards more new ones, and I was that Guillermo del Toro couch intro definitely was going to be on there no matter what. But yeah, so that. Yeah, there was a theme, and I decided to kind of drift from that theme. But I still ended up picking Bad Dream House, which is probably one of everyone's favorites.
Oh yeah. And it was their very first too, the very first short that aired.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a good one.
I'm surprised it was still available.
In here, the last one that I want to mention for the honorable mentions, the one where Mr. Burns, he's like Dr. Frankenstein, and he digs up Homer, but Homer's not really dead. He brings him back and takes his brain. And then Mr. Burns gets smashed at the end, and then they surgically put his head onto Homer's, so now there's, you know, double-headed. That one's funny. but yeah, that is our top picks of the Treehouse of Horror. Did you guys agree with us? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. You can always send me a message at thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com and let me know. So yeah, I guess that's going to do it for this episode. What do you guys think?
Oh, it was a great episode. Thank you so much for having me. I don't know if Chris is thankful for being on this episode, but I'm grateful that you had me on the show.
Well, maybe some of you don't know. Well, actually, probably, but it's Canadian Thanksgiving, and I will give thanks to you, Lyle Perez. Thank you very much, very much for having us on. I loved the idea when you threw it out there to do, like, Halloween with sitcoms. We initially thought maybe do movies, but just because that's like Phil's world, and I'm a little bit more versed on movies as well. However, when you mentioned the Simpsons was one of your hot topics, everybody loves the Simpsons, so that was an easy go-to for us, and it was a great experience. I thank you again very much for having me on.
Yeah, anytime. So why don't you guys, Chris, why don't you go ahead and tell us where they can find you again, about your other show, and then Phil, go ahead right after that.
Yes, you can find me on all social media platforms at The Scarfo Show. I'm on Instagram, kind of on Twitter. My Twitter game isn't too strong lately. On Facebook and on YouTube as well, you can find a couple of the episodes in a filmed version. I'm working on updating a couple more on that platform as well. Otherwise, you can find me if you guys are familiar with Linktree. So it's Linktree, but there's a period right before the EE and then / The Scarfo Show, and all of my links are available there. Thank you again.
All right. And you can find me very simply, Phil Better Show, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. If you search any of the major podcasters, you can catch my episodes there. I'm currently doing a Halloween month on my Instagram, so 31 days of Halloween. And my episodes are all horror-based movies as well this month. So if you love horror, because you're obviously listening to the Halloween podcast, you should maybe get enjoyment out of that. And if you disagree with any of my choices, at me. That's all I have to say.
So yeah, if you guys would like to send us any questions, comments, or anything like that, maybe suggest something for a future show like a lot of people did with the Simpsons episode, you can go ahead and send those to thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com. If you like to find us on Facebook, we're there too, facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast. And we're also on Twitter @thehalloweenpod. I am continuing with the 31 show countdown, so I have a couple more to go, probably about 23 or so. So I'm trucking along. You guys will get them. It'll be a lot of fun. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you again tomorrow for another episode. Have a good night.